T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi there, Dave Cohen in for Scoot on this Friday Eve. Yeah, the day before Friday. The weekend is almost here. 3 great hours of talk for you. I want you to grab a line at 504-260-1870 and get ready to text us at 870-870. Coming up next hour, should it be illegal in the United States to eat dogs and cats? Did you know most states in the nation, including Louisiana, do not have laws banning this? In fact, 44 states do not outlaw the eating of dogs and cats. So now the federal government may outlaw that. We'll talk about that coming up and the efforts to reduce dog and cat consumption around the world. That's next hour. In the following hour, in the 3 o'clock hour, we'll talk about politicians. Do they tend to govern more by their principles or based on social media trends now? What we saw in Kenner with the banning of Nike, was that a well-thought-through political position that Mayor Ben Zahn took, or was it a knee-jerk reaction to what he perceived on social media to be the best way to go to win support and potential votes? And then, did it backfire? We'll talk about that coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. This hour, though, Amazon this week expanded grocery delivery to New Orleans and 9 other cities, bringing to 38 the total places the service is now available. Walmart already offers home delivery, as do several local and regionally owned grocers in the New Orleans area through smartphone apps like Instacart and Shipt. So now you can keep your butt on the couch binge-watching TV and have your food brought right to your door, in some cases within an hour of placing your order. Do you think this is an efficient advancement that allows us to save time and use it more wisely, or a sign that we are growingly ridiculously lazy, or both? 504-260-1870. Text us at 870-870. I think on the surface, there's no doubt that there is a huge business opportunity for retailers, for grocers, in offering this home delivery. They are spending a lot of money on infrastructure, planning, procedures, and making sure this works so that they can make good on promises that when you go on your phone, your laptop, your computer, your tablet, you select a bunch of food you want from the grocery store, that it will be brought to you. It'll be brought to you pretty quickly. It'll be brought to you in a fashion that you want to eat it. It will be good food, and that it's going to be a service that will be appreciated in demand. I have no doubt that people out there are going to want it. And I think the retailers are doing the exact right thing in offering it. I think it's great that whether it's Rouse's or Winn-Dixie or Walmart or Amazon through Whole Foods or anywhere else, that this is available. I think that consumers should rule at all times. And if this is what the consumer wants, by God, give it to them. But I can't get the scene in the movie WALL-E out of my head. This is the movie, the Disney Pixar movie, about the robot that's left on an Earth that's in ruins, because all the humans now have become so unable to do anything because they're so slovenly, ridiculously lazy that they have to get on a spacecraft and go find another planet on which to live. And they move around in these high-tech chairs that scoot them essentially from meal to meal and from screen to screen, so they never have to do anything for themselves anymore. And I just fear that in many cases, much of our society is headed in that direction. I don't think we're rapidly going to achieve that position. I don't think we're going to become what is depicted in WALL-E, at least not anytime soon. But it does conjure up those images. Have you tried having groceries delivered to you? Call me right now, 504-260-1870. Text me at 870-870. and let me know how you have fared. Was it successful? Did you get the food you wanted? Did you get it in the amount of time you wanted? And were you happy with it? I've heard from some people who do this all the time now, who this is the way they get their groceries because they don't want to go walking up and down grocery aisles. They don't want to wait in lines to check out. They don't want to drag bags in from the car to the house. They don't want to go through any of that anymore. They see it as an unnecessary reality in today's society that they don't have to go to the grocery store anymore. That's just not necessary because they can have this brought directly to their home. They can avoid having to go to the grocery store. So why shouldn't they? And why shouldn't the grocery stores offer it? I've heard from other people, though, that they're not comfortable with it. They don't like the quality of the produce or the meats that they get, that they'd rather go and hand pick those for themselves. They want to squeeze the melons and feel the apples and check out the quality of the meat before they bring it home. Where do you stand on this? 504-260-1870. Lines are filling up. Grab one now. We'll take your calls after this. 19 minutes after 1 o'clock, I'm Dave Cohen in for Scoot. Yeah, this hour, our Big 870 Pretty Jaguar opinion poll, our Pretty Blue Runner opinion poll. Let me try that again. Minutes after 1 o'clock, is home delivery of groceries a sign that we are using time efficiently or a sign we are increasingly lazy? It's our Blue Runner opinion poll here on WWL. You can go to WWL.com and vote. We'll tally up the votes and see how you're voting later in the hour. Right now, let's go to the phones. And Cliff, thanks for calling. You're on WWL. What do you think? Now that it seems that nearly every grocery store has home delivery, you can order with an app on your phone, and it comes to your door sometimes within an hour.
I'm not down with that program. I mean, I don't get it. It's like I'm not going to use the service. I like to look at my own stuff, pick out my own things, and also you find new things. Hey, well, I've never seen this before. I might want to try this. You'd never do that if you get home delivery all the time. Not only that, it's kind of therapy. I mean, you walk around the store, you look at things, you know, it's kind of like watering your lawn.
You look at people, too. Grocery stores are great places for people watching.
Exactly. But when did it ever become taboo just to have to stay home all the time? I don't get that. I mean, I don't want to stay home all the time. You know, yeah, I could get everything delivered, but don't you ever want to go out? I don't get the new thought process of, well, I can never leave my house. I have to have everything brought to me. You know, now you can get this delivered, and you can get that delivered, and you can get this delivered. It's like,
well, obviously okay. The demand is there. Obviously, the businesses are just responding to the demand from the customers.
Well, yeah, and I guess that's my question is, why is this new mindset of, I want to stay home all the time. I don't want to interact. I don't want to go out. I want to stay home all the time. And so therefore, these consumer demands are being met. I understand that, but don't you ever want to go out? I mean, who wants to sit at home all the time?
Well, apparently a lot of people do, you know, and they want to binge watch television or movies, and they just want to sit on their couch or in the recliner where they're comfortable. It's not in New Orleans yet. I think it's coming soon. But many cities now even have a service where you won't have to go to the gas station anymore for when you do leave your house. They'll bring gas to your car and fill your car for you in your driveway. We appreciate the call. 504-260-1870. Hey, Art, thanks for calling. You're on WWL.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I was just mentioning to the gentleman that answered the call that our family had a store in the Algiers from 1860 to 1969. And during that whole period, they delivered groceries.
Wait a minute. You had home delivery in the 1860s?
And back then, they used to deliver it by the horse and buggy, yeah.
Apparently, your family was visionary. They knew what people needed. They didn't have the smartphones to order it. But so if they were offering that service, your family was 150 years ago. Are you surprised it took this long for grocery stores to start doing it again?
Yeah, I am. Because the fact is that the other gentleman that was on a previous call had mentioned about the kind of ridiculous to get out, but the majority of people that I remember that we, because I used to go to deliver the groceries also, was that some of the people were elderly, some of them didn't have transportation, and some of them were even handicapped.
So it really was meals on wheels or meals on horseback, as the case may be, originally, right, where people who could not go procure their own food, it was brought to them.
Right. And then, I don't know if you're familiar with old Algiers, but they used to be the Southern Pacific Railroad. And they used I have documentation showing that they used to actually take from the grocery store and horse and buggy, deliver it to the railroad yard there. And the railroad actually, I have invoices showing that they used to actually deliver the groceries by train all the way to Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and to White Castle, Louisiana.
Probably places where there weren't grocery stores at the time, or getting groceries was a much more difficult task.
Right.
Well, yeah. Now it's so easy. All you need is a phone and a door. If you've got those two things now, you can get your groceries brought right to you. Art, we appreciate the call. Let's go to line 6 and Karen. Hey, Karen, you're on WWL. What do you think? Is this a sign of the times that we're increasingly lazy, or that we're increasingly finding efficient ways to use our time rather than wandering around grocery stores, filling buggies, putting it in bags, putting it in a car, taking it home, lugging those car bags out of the car? Now it just comes right to the door for us.
Well, I think that people are finding ways to innovate as society changes. The baby boomers are all getting to be in their retirement years. A lot of elderly people can't get out. And so if they can have their groceries delivered, that's a convenience for them. The only time that I've ever seen it used, because I don't use it personally, I haven't needed to yet, and I like to go to the grocery store, but my daughter-in-law, she has three small children, all under 5. It is hellacious for her to take these children to the grocery store. So if she can order it, have it delivered to the door,
you don't have to take the screaming, crying kids who are begging for all the junk food and snacks on every aisle. You avoid doing all that.
Right, exactly. So it's not just, you know, a lot of people sit and for laziness. I mean, I've seen, I've been at Sonic with my son and seen the waiter people come and go and come and go to pick up.
You're talking about the waiter app, the people who are bringing food to people's houses.
Right, who are bringing food to people's houses. Now, if you're too lazy to drive to Sonic to get a drink, and you're going to pay $8 for a drink during happy hour because you're too lazy to get out of your house and go to buy a Coke, that's laziness. But I think that there is a need now as our society gets older. And with my daughter-in-law, you know, she doesn't do it all the time, but when she's got the three kids and the house is going nuts and the two dogs and everything on her, it's so much easier. Plus, she doesn't have to buy the junk food.
She picks and chooses. Although, come on, how long is it going to be before the kids realize that all they have to do is go on the app on mom's phone and add the junk food to the order and have it brought right to the house?
Well, she does it during nap time.
Okay.
And they never see it. They just see that the groceries show up. They don't know that she's ordering it.
All right. There you go. She's a smart cookie. Thank you, Karen. We appreciate it. Or no cookies, I guess, as the case may be, because she's not ordering the junk food. 504-260-1870. All right. Karen thinks this is great for the elderly. It's great for the working parents. I think there's probably a lot of millennials, though, who also are using this because they don't want to put down the video game controller or stop binge-watching the television. I think this crosses a lot of demographic lines, age, race, finances, everything. I think that people want everything delivered. I don't think there's any doubt about it. I'm trying to think of something you can't get delivered. What is it that they won't bring to your house now? There are fewer and fewer things that you can't have delivered. Don, thanks for calling. You're on WWL.
I think I'm taking my call. I got to tell you, it was back in 2000, 2002. I was ordering groceries for delivery close to every day, at least every other day.
Where were you doing that from?
I was actually living in the upper quarter, and I was ordering from the old A&P grocery on Royal Street.
And they would,
and they delivered it with a bicycle and a basket on the front.
All right, you had to call them and place your order, or did you fax it in?
You could actually do either, but I always call, and I'd always call and tell them, you know, look, I want some fresh asparagus, fresh, you know, whatever, fresh vegetables and fresh meat I was going to cook that day, and usually like a 2 liter of Coke or a tea or whatever, but I was getting fresh stuff every day, and it was a 7 or 8 block walk, so it was a little bit of laziness.
And I'm guessing that stopped after Katrina, huh?
That stopped when I got married and moved to the North Shore.
Oh, okay. All right, well, now it's an option again. Now you can get the local grocers will deliver through the apps, Walmart, Amazon, they'll deliver. Are you going to do it again now?
You know, no, I won't. You know why? Because
why?
I got a wife and 2 kids, and it's a great time for the – I find it a great time for the family to go and explore and really communicate with one another without our phones and our computers and all of that stuff. You just walk around and you buy,
so
you,
you like taking
family.
The whole family to the grocery store?
99% of the time. Sometimes the wife can't make a decision on which cereal, so it gets a little aggravating. But other than that, we enjoy it.
You know what I found, though? If I take everyone with me to the grocery store – I buy twice as much. My grocery bills normally, if I go myself and just shop for the week, I'll get about $100 worth of groceries, and I'll get everything we need. If I take everyone with me, I'll go and spend over $200 and get everything we don't need.
then you're doing better than me, because if I go, I spend about $100 for the week, and if I take the family, I spend about $450 for the week, and I still have to go back by myself and get the real food.
There you go. Yeah, because and then you're pushing 2 or 3 buggies by that point. You have to keep filling the carts, and you need to get other people to push, and the kids never want to push.
Yeah, but we got chips and granola bars and cookies and ice cream and and I got a 10-year-old and a 4-year-old, so we got lots of goodies.
There you go. All right, what's for dinner? Cookies and ice cream. There you go. That's what you picked. That's what you're eating. We appreciate the call, Don. Ellen, Larry, JJ, Charles, Tyler, PJ, and Janice, hold on. After the news, we're going to take your calls here on the Scoot Show on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Scoot on your Friday Eve afternoon. Groceries are being delivered more than ever before. Is it a convenience that saves us time, or is it a sign that we're lazy, or both? Dave Cohen in for Scoot. How you doing? We're talking about the fact that Amazon this week added New Orleans to the number of cities where it's delivering groceries from the company. It also owns Whole Foods, joining Walmart and all the local and regional grocers that are also offering home delivery of groceries now. Sometimes you can get the stuff within an hour of when you order it. Janice, thanks for calling. You're on WWL. What do you think? Is this good or bad as a society? Is this a sign that we are growingly lazy or intelligently using our time or what?
Well, this is the way I'm looking at this from my standpoint here. I'm personally legally blind. And when my mother got sick and after she died, I struggled. I really did. And I'm a lot older now. I can't drive. I'm married at the moment. Anything ever happens to my husband someday, though, I won't have transportation, you know, other than maybe a taxi cab, to try to get myself to a store. And I have a friend that's in a wheelchair, Lola. She has a hard time and trying to get somebody to take her to the store, even to the drugstore to get her medicine. And there's, you know, senior, you got your seniors, you got your blind, you got your disabled, like Lola, all these people. So I have been calling Walmart periodically, corporate office, and telling them that this is vitally important to many, many, many people. It really is. People, you know, everybody just figures, oh, you can jump in your vehicle and you can go here and you can go there. Yeah, what about the people that can't?
Well, Janice, you know, but nearly every grocery store in town now delivers.
Well, I think that's a good thing. But they have a way to go, though. They do have a way to go, because when you go on the Walmart website, there are some items that are shippable, and some will say in-store purchase only. Well, they're going to have to rectify this.
Well, maybe you should do one of the apps that is offered online that, you know, Rouse's or Winn-Dixie, they'll deliver to you.
I am a Walmart person. I like their prices. And, you know, here's another assumption. Everybody assumes that everybody's got cable TV and everybody's got that cell phone in their hand. Everybody doesn't own a cell phone. And, you know, everybody just assumes these things.
Well, now, I don't know if they assume it so much as they realize it's a necessary part of today's society, and that if you
some people still have home phones. Everybody doesn't have a cell. They really don't.
Well, I have both.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why I still have a home phone, but I do.
Well,
my mother-in-law occasionally faxes us something, maybe twice a year, so I guess that's why we have a home phone.
I have a home phone because, look at it this way, you rely solely on a cell phone, and then you need to get another battery. Let's say it doesn't work while you're waiting to get another battery, or you accidentally drop it, or maybe it gets stolen. You know, I think a home phone, if for no other reason than a backup, is a great thing to have. I really do. But insofar as the stores go, I think this is a really good thing. Moving forward, I would like to see them make all the items on the shelves available for delivery. I mean, why is it you can order that 16-ounce can of Blue Runner red beans, but you can't have the 27-ounce can? You know,
And Janice, that's a question I cannot answer, but just get two of the smaller cans. Janice, we appreciate the call. 504-260-1870. Our Blue Runner opinion poll: is home delivery of groceries a sign that we are using time efficiently or a sign we are increasingly lazy? 65% of you voting at WWL.com say we're just using our time more efficiently. Larry, do you agree?
Yes, but I have just a quick story. That last lady was precious.
Yeah, Janice
anyway,
is great.
When in the 50s, when I was a little youngster, we used to have the milkman used to come in the front door and load the refrigerator with milk, cheese, butter, cottage cheese, ice cream. And we thought nothing of it. The door was unlocked. He'd walk in and put it in the refrigerator.
You know, some of these delivery apps now, even, and I think Amazon is among them, is if you want, they will come and put it in your refrigerator, put your groceries in your cabinets. They'll do anything you want them to do. You just have to have their camera installed so that there's video surveillance that shows they're doing the right thing.
Gotcha.
And they have to get a one-time use code every time they come to get into your house. So, you know, in many ways, we are returning to the way things used to be. So I wonder if the joke will become now, hey, that kid looks a lot like the milkman, too. Hey, that guy looks a lot like the grocery delivery guy from Walmart or Amazon.
You never know. It's like the doctor's child. Wait, there's 30 of them in town. No, I came from a small town, and it was like our door stayed unlocked during the day. We never thought twice about it. The milkman would come in and just sing and leave. You know, I always loved the orange sherbet.
So do you think it's a good thing now that all the grocery stores are offering this?
I don't know why it wouldn't be. It'd keep a lot of traffic off the road.
All right. There you go.
There's a lot of pluses. Just, you know, and especially like the last caller, there's a lot of pluses in it.
Larry, we appreciate the call. And, you know, it's a lot of things that used to be come back in one form or another. And you're right. And I'm too young to remember the milkman. I don't remember a milkman coming to my house. But that was a thing. And we got away from it because I guess it was deemed too inefficient, too expensive. But now it's deemed necessary and appropriate and something that grocers need to offer once again. 504-260-1870. Anthony, your call is up next and your text message is at 870-870. Home delivery not only saves time, it saves money, says one text message at 870-870. You're not as likely to buy online stuff you don't need. we found that. We had a story in the news just the other day that most binge purchases, most kind of off-the-cuff purchases that people make happen in stores. Apparently, when you go on a website to buy something, you just get what you need, you get out. If you're in a store, you're more likely to see something that catches your eye and buy that too. Another text message says, usually I love grocery shopping, but sometimes I'm too tired or busy. This person loves the fact that all the local grocers are now offering delivery. Another person says, the Walmart online app, you can order everything and then go pick it up at Walmart. It's awesome. Another says, you better be home when your groceries arrive in New Orleans, or they'll be gone when you do get home. 504-260-1870. Claire, thanks for calling. You're on WWL.
Hi. I've never done this before, but I just wanted to let you know that my grandparents had a meat market called Lala's Meat Market on Carondelet near Louisiana. And
Lala's Meat Market, all right.
Yeah. And this was in the early 1900s, and they had charge accounts for their customers, and they delivered. They had people deliver for them, and then when their sons got old enough, which they had seven, and when they got old enough, they would do the deliveries.
So back when we had the milkman, we also had the meat man?
That's right. And my grandmother, she wouldn't let anyone touch her oysters. She shucked all those oysters herself. She had a special knife, and she said, no one is going to get a shell from my oysters. So, I'm telling you.
So are you surprised that this is...
woman.
Are you surprised that the distant past is becoming the wave of the future?
No, no. What goes around comes around, even fashion styles. You know, it's refreshing to hear this. Like, oh, this is something new? No, it's not.
Claire, we appreciate the call. I'm glad that you finally broke that ice and called us here at WWL.
Yes.
We've been waiting a long time for your call, Claire.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Glad you called. 504-260-1870. Anthony, you're on WWL. How you doing?
I'm good, guy. Crime is also pushing it.
How's that?
Well, you know, between people either begging you for money or somebody bumping into your car or somebody trying to rob you, especially late in the evenings, it's much more convenient. It is just much more convenient. And I thought I'd be the last person to do it because I really enjoy shopping. But, man, it's a lifesaver.
So you've been doing it? You've been having your groceries delivered to your house?
You can have them delivered. Listen, growing up in New Orleans, we used to have it. Bombs, food store right there on Tulane Avenue, not far from the Paris prison, the courthouse and all that.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, I remember. And here's the crazy thing. They used to deliver milk to you, and the milk had cream on top, and nobody had any problem with lactose intolerance. They just dealt with it,
I guess.
Yeah, we just used the bathroom. I don't know. But it's just the thing is, what goes around comes around, but it is really a lifesaver in a lot of areas. It really is.
All right, so you love it, you're using it, and you didn't think you ever would. Are you really, though, afraid to go to the grocery store in New Orleans? Is that something that you're afraid you're going to get robbed or mugged going to the grocery store?
Certain times of the night, you just don't go out. I mean, unless I'm heading to church or something, I'm not heading out. I'm being honest with you, I'm not heading out.
So
it is what it is.
There are a lot of reasons people keep raising that they think this home delivery of groceries is a great thing.
Great topic, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Anthony, we appreciate the call. 504-260-1870. Faith is holding on. We'll take her call coming up next. Got a line open for you at 504-260-1870. Also read some more of the text messages at 870-870. Talking about grocery delivery. Seems that now almost all of the grocery stores are offering it. And as you've been hearing all hour, this is nothing new. This is something that was happening in the 1800s here in New Orleans and continued in many cases well into the 1900s, 1960s. One person even told me they could get it up until Katrina and then it stopped in the French Quarter. Huh, who knew? 1:53 on your Friday Eve afternoon. That's what I call Thursday because I love Fridays so much. Faith, thanks for calling. You're on WWL. What do you think about home delivery of groceries? Is it us using our time more efficiently or is it just we're getting lazy?
I think they're getting lazy. I realize that some people may need the delivery, but our younger people of today, they're just lazy. As far as for going shopping with your children, I had four children. I took my children shopping. They were very well behaved. There was no buy me this, buy me that, because they had their instructions before we went.
And what was the consequence if they did ask for some cookies or some chips or some candy after you had already laid the law down?
They didn't get it. And when they got home, they were reprimanded for it.
Reprimanded, huh?
right. They either had a punishment for acting up. They just didn't go away with nothing. Because I agree today, people don't believe in correcting their children the same way. And that's their prerogative. But correcting your children, there's no harm in it. Trust me. I'm not a young person. In fact, I'm a very old person. But that doesn't have anything to do with it.
And you'd still rather go to the grocery store and get your groceries than have them brought to you, even though it would be maybe easier, less difficult for you getting there, getting around the store, getting everything into the house?
I would still rather go. I'm 79 years old, and I love going to the store. I love going shopping. I don't have an issue with it at all. I'm fortunate. I realize there are many my age that can't do it, and that would be great for them. But all these other young people who say they don't have time, I worked. I had my four children. I did all my cooking at home. We didn't eat out. But today, it's different.
Yeah, but everyone we're hearing from, even in your generation, says back in the day you could get the milk man to come to the house and bring the milk. The local meat market would deliver. The local grocery stores would deliver. And that's nothing new. This was something that happened decades ago.
When I was little, we did have a milkman. And we had an ice man to deliver ice for your refrigerator that didn't have ice. And it wasn't electric. But meat delivery, grocery delivery, no. My mother went to the store, just like everyone else, and there were seven of us. We didn't give her any trouble either.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we talk about how many things come back around from the good old days. But things also change inevitably, and I think there's no doubt that parenting is different today. We heard some people saying that this is a blessing for parents who don't want to have to bring their kids to the store and deal with them asking for all the junk food and fight with them in the aisles and do all of that and honestly spend more because you buy more when you have extra people with you. Faith says if you'd raise your kids right, you wouldn't have to worry about that. Hey, Bobby, thanks for calling. You're on WWL.
Hey, buddy. Y'all talking about the old days. I'm 71. We even had the coffee man would come by, Mr. Louvier.
You can remember his name.
Yes. Oh, yes, sir. Remember like it was yesterday. Mr. Melvin used to come by and bring milk to the house. The bread man, Mr. T-Bab, they called him. He would deliver to your house. Mr. Baudouin, they would deliver groceries to your house. So this thing coming back around, like the lady said, and I think, Scoot, it is a good thing for a lot of our elderly who cannot. I think so, but it's about time. People don't take the time anymore because even yourself, sir, I know we have a conversation, but you have to go. We always chase on a clock.
Oh, ain't that the truth?
That's the problem. It's a big problem today. But, yes, and now in Walmart, you go to Walmart, there's 40 checkout counters, but there's only two checkout people.
That's a good point, yeah.
No, what they're forcing you to do is to go to checkout yourself. And it's about getting rid of people are liabilities.
Yeah, you remember when they used to have those signs up at the Walmart that said, if more than three people are in line, we'll open another checkout?
Yeah.
They don't have those signs anymore, and there'd be 30 people in line, and they're not opening another checkout. And you know, someone else just texted me. Thanks for the call, Bobby. I appreciate it.
One more thing.
Go ahead.
My Uncle Nat had a meat market, and they delivered meat on the street. And then you had rolling stores, school buses that had everything you needed. And it would come down your street, and you could shop right at a school on a school bus.
See, maybe that's the million-dollar idea. Maybe we need to bring that back, too. We appreciate it, Bobby. Someone else did text me at 870-870 and says, I think this is great. Hopefully it'll be a big success, and the stores will be less crowded for when I go to the grocery store and everybody else is having their food delivered. Well, if this is that successful, you're not going to see big grocery stores anymore. If the trend continues in this direction and more groceries are delivered to our home, eventually the financial model's not going to support the big grocery stores anymore. You'll have to have everything delivered. It'll be coming from warehouses, though, instead of from stores. Great conversation. Coming up next hour, the United States Congress felt it necessary to take up a proposal to outlaw the eating of dogs and cats in the United States. Why did they have to do that? And are you surprised 44 states don't outlaw it now? We'll talk about that coming up after the news.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.